of the best-selling albums from one of the greatest bands of all time. Grand On Stage presents Classic Albums Live, performing Queen's News of the World. We will rock you. We are the champions. An authentic recreation. Note for note, cut for cut. Plus, a performance of Queen's greatest hits. Friday, November 29th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Classic Albums Live and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
This is Forge Rains, and you're listening to 101.9 CFRC.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Ira from Yola Tango. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, Queen's University in Kingston, the birthplace of reggae.
Good morning, Kingston. This is your indie wake-up call. Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electro-pop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie wake-up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Indie Wake Up Call. My name is Madison, and I'm here with Cindy, as per usual, on a Thursday morning. And we're here to talk everything you need to know this morning, all things indie, all things local, and a bit further afield as well.
We have some guests, as usual, on Indie Wake Up Call, and you want to stick around 8:30. Pepe Bragg Princes are coming in, Queen's band that we love, and they approached us, so I think they've got things to tell us.
I really hope so. Well, they always seem to.
And they're getting up to be here at 8:30, so I know it's serious.
Yes, definitely, definitely. You know it's serious when something's happening before 9.
Besides us. Also, we have Cacao coming in. Ricky's got a new album dropping tomorrow. Album release party coming up on December 15th. And he's always welcome on the Indie Wake Up Call because he's just he'll wake us up, basically.
Exactly. Maybe that's what I need this morning. But I know, super excited. It's not Indie Wake Up without a busy, busy schedule and lots of things to share. So it's one I'm really excited for. And as well as local musicians coming in, we also have local musicians that just released new music. So first up, we have some brand new music from the Codas. So Cindy, you know the Codas a bit better than I do. Tell me a bit about them.
Well, they're really entrenched locally. So whenever you go to a Codas show, look around the crowd. It's filled with musicians and other bands that are there for the Codas. They're a rockin' band. And what I love about this new release, it's live at the Isabel. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of our bands that as they go to the Isabel, they are recording themselves and we're getting this fantastic material. So that's what I'm excited about. I haven't heard it yet. It just dropped at midnight, so we're going to play the first song off that one. But we also have sad news about a couple of bands that are just on their final goodbyes for us, it sounds like.
On their way out, yeah. So coming up, we've got Tokyo Police Club, and they just announced that after these final run of shows, they're done.
Yeah, and Rue's been messaging us from across the world, like, don't forget about Tokyo Police Club. But also for me, like, I have always been a Japandroids fan, and I know a lot of, like, post-COVID young people maybe don't know who that band is, but they're so good. And I think a lot of us believed that they were done. Like, it just seemed like it was ending for them. But they did give us one last album, and we're going to play some of that. I think it's going to be on everyone's Canadians' sentimental list of favorite albums of the year, because it's full Japandroids. Like, if you are a Japandroids fan, it brings it. So we're going to play something from them too, as we kind of give them a little bit of a farewell here.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've got bands coming back and then bands going away. Like, I feel like it's really been the year of, like, reunions.
Like, I'm pretty seasoned, Madison, so I never say never.
Yeah,
right?
True.
So if this is the rest they need, I am here for them. But, you know, I'll wait.
We're patient. And in the meantime, we've got plenty of bands close to home that, you know.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play a lot of local bands and talk about where maybe you want to go this weekend to catch some of the live music. I feel like for a lot of student bands, it's the last gasp before they have to kind of buckle down, right?
It's kind of happening already, to be honest with you. To be honest, exam relief or like classes ending is going to be a relief. To be honest, but maybe that's just the degree that
I've had quite the semester, girl.
I've had quite the semester, and yeah, I'm really excited to hear this music from the Coders at the Isabel, because I just saw Casador at the Isabel last weekend.
Ah, yes.
And it was great. The sound in there is, like, really awesome. It was a great, like, musical performance, and they filmed it too.
Okay, so just a question about Casador before we get to the Coders. Did they play any of the songs that we got to sit in with them at the bathhouse? We were there a couple weeks ago, and we watched the process right there with them as they were creating. And they did put down some tracks.
They did.
Did you hear any of those? Or I don't know. Like, they have a few in the bag. I know
it's
that.
It's hard to say. They played a lot of new music. I would say, like, probably a third of the show.
Wonderful.
Felt like was new.
Wonderful.
But some of that new stuff they've been playing since September. So some of it was things I heard before. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's hard to say, because I feel like when you're in the studio, it sounds a little different.
Well, we had sections too. Like, yeah. we really had bass time, essentially, and vocals. That's what we got to get the tracks on. So yeah, it's not the same as the finished product, but I was just curious, like, how quickly they would maybe take that to the live show. That's another question for Casador when we have them in.
Definitely. And they had a few special guests on stage as well. Julia Finnegan joined them again. And then another person from Ottawa, a really great vocalist. I cannot remember her name, but I will find that out. But yeah, it really felt like a friends and family affair. And as well, such a great venue. And it's great to see more bands playing there, like Tiny Horse played there. And of course, we have new music from the Coders. So dropped at midnight last night, and we can't wait to hear it. And it's What You Do To Me by the Coders here on Indie Wake Up Call, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. hold you closer. Would you do the same? No, you won't know.
Shots of the good stuff too. in Chicago.
Just
Hello and welcome back to the Indie Wake Up Call. Madison and Cindy here, and you just heard brand new music from Sam Fender, who just announced he's going on a stadium tour of the UK.
Yeah, so you may know I'm a big Sam Fender fan, and it's not just because he was nice to me. I'm very impressionable. It's fair. But anyway, love Sam Fender, and I love that he's just massive over there. He's breaking a record that the Rolling Stones had, okay? He's playing three nights near his hometown in Newcastle, June 12th, 14th, and 15th, 52,000 capacity. He's got three nights there.
Wow.
He's beating the Rolling Stones record. Good for Sam. And yeah, just always there for him. And that's just another great song that's going to be live and amazing. Also, the show in London, War on Drugs are opening. Someone fly me there. Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
Cindy, you're going to have to get on the plane.
No. We'll talk about stuff like that later.
Definitely. And that first song we started with, Coda, is brand new live at the Isabel. They have a release show tonight. It's free. It's at Muziki. RSVP in the Instagram bio. But sure, it'll be a good time if you need something to do on this Thursday night.
So Paperbag Princes, I see them. They're in the building. And you ran out just a minute ago to just see if they were there. And
it's snowing.
But then it's not snowing again. Like, it's like it wants to snow.
It wants to snow. I want it to snow. I'm sick of the rain.
Okay, so I feel like we're going to be happy because, yes, the snow is coming. It looks like 2 to 4 centimeters Saturday, Sunday, a little bit like mushy snow. But by Wednesday, I think they're saying like 5 to 10 centimeters. So be careful what you wish for. Get your shovels ready.
True. I'm ready. I do have my shovel ready, actually.
I'm ready. I love hearing that in a New Zealand accent.
I was like, wait, it just doesn't go away? I'm like, nope. To do yourself.
Amazing. Okay, I want to give a shout out to everyone who did the radiothon over the last 24 hours. You were one of them. I can see you're like, oh yeah, I was here last night. Everybody did a great job. 24 hours live radio, all in support of the CFRC funding drive, which is going on right now. And if you want to donate,
yeah, you can head to cfrc.ca. There are a bunch of different ways to donate. You can buy merch. You can donate directly. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different ways to get involved. So the website is your best port of call to go and help support your favorite local musicians and the people that play it. Keep the lights on. But right now, we have some Karen Deer, who is so cool. And yeah, can't wait to see more from her.
Like
Hello and welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call with Madison and Cindy. We have some very special guests in the studio. It's 8:30, so we've got Paperbag Princess. So everyone come in, introduce yourselves. Who have we got in the studio today?
We got Zach.
I'm Aster.
Egan.
And we just have one more that just arrived. So welcome. Come on in. Come on in. Get settled. It's an early morning, so thank you so much to you guys for coming in on this wintry morning. And we have a fourth member of the band as well. Who have we got here in the studio?
Mark.
Perfect. The full house and Indie Wake Up Call, just how we like it. But thanks so much for coming in, you guys. It's been a little while since you were last at the CFRC station. So you were saying the last time you were here was December with a live session in January. Is that right?
I think that's right, yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, so what have you been up to since we last saw you? I know that you've got some new music in the works, so can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, ever since, I guess, you last saw us, we've been playing quite a bit of shows, and when we got back here in September, we decided that we wanted to really focus in on getting our music recorded and out. So at the moment, we're in the studio, actually. It's going pretty well. We're recording one of our songs that you guys should see sometime in the beginning of the new year. Yeah, in the meantime, we've been keeping busy with shows and just doing some community events.
Great.
And and merch, as Egan
pointed out. Oh, amazing. Okay, you're firing on all cylinders. And whereabouts are you guys doing this recording?
We're doing it at our buddy Sean's studio, and he is the frontman for Oak Ridge Avenue, which is a good Kingston band. And he recorded Sons of Rick, one of our friend bands, and we thought, you know, their song Filter sounded so good that we wanted to get in the studio with him and kind of recreate that success.
Yeah, Filter is great. We had Sons of Rick in the studio, I think the day that Filter came out. Such a good song and such nice people in Oak Ridge Ave and, you know, that studio over there as well. And can you tell us a little bit more about this new music? Because you guys have been on the scene for a while, but is this your first time you're getting in the studio to lay down some of your own tracks?
So basically, we tried to get some recordings out earlier just to get our brand out there. That's why, like, we've made merch and stuff like that, which is we're just trying to get our brand out there, trying to get it well-known amongst students and the general population and everything like that. So we tried to get some stuff out earlier, and it just didn't pan out, which is all well and good. So this is our second attempt at it, and it's been really, really fun. We're really, really excited and happy with the way it's going and where it could possibly take us. So there's a lot of possibilities out there, and it's been a really great experience.
Awesome. Anyone else have anything to add about, you know, like that whole experience of taking, you know, songs you play on stage or together into actually laying down some tracks?
It's definitely a different experience because we're all used to playing, like playing live, playing together. So sort of tracking piece by piece is a bit of a process, but it's fun. We're all, you know, we're all good friends, so we're just hanging out. And
it was actually pretty funny at the studio the other day. We were trying to record this drum track, but Egan hadn't been used to playing the song without us. And obviously we can't make noise while he's playing, but we all grabbed our guitars and just started pretending to play while he was doing his track.
We're all jamming together.
So a lot of bands have a producer role or a coach of some kind. Like, who is that person in this recording process? Because for you guys, this is new. Going from live to studio is kind of tricky. So who's the coach in the room?
I would say it's kind of a mix between Josh and I. Mark and Zach are the guitarists, so they kind of get to have the ego and the flair and the dramatization.
Okay, I love it.
Okay.
It's true.
It is true.
It is true.
So Aster and I kind of take on this, the sort of coach and sort of direction role, and not to say Mark and Zach don't, they absolutely do, but I think at least in terms of like band practices and stuff like that, getting our heads in the game, I think
if it has to fall to people, it usually falls to us.
Oh yeah, I'm normally the one who's trying to distract them and just play some random jazz tune or something. Yeah.
That's how good music gets made.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's very true. And so what's your like writing process like? Do you come into the studio with a fully fledged song that you know exactly how you want it to go, or does it come together organically as you start playing together in that setting?
Well, it's kind of in a mix. For this song specifically, we did like really flush it out to make sure it was studio ready so we can just kind of hop in and get it as done as quickly as we can. But there's also been different experiences where we've sat down in the studio or while we're in the studio writing songs, trying to come up with something nice and fresh for past experiences. So it's kind of a mix where sometimes it is you know, a full song or ready to go. And sometimes, you know, it's Mark who brings a guitar part or Egan who brings lyrics. And we're like, let's work off of that.
Yeah. A lot of the times our best stuff is written when we're just warming up for practice. And then like Zach will improvise some random riff. And I think I like that. And I'll do something on top of that. And then Egan will hit a groovy drum lick. Master comes in the bass. And then all of a sudden we got a new song.
And I've taken to, I have a little like pocket field recorder, and I've taken to recording all of our practices, because in the early days we had sessions like that where we'd have a fantastic idea and then we'd be like, oh crap, what was that? I don't remember from last mm-hmm. week. So I've got like a folder on my computer that's just probably 50 hours of just stream of consciousness audio tapes.
Some like secret release in the future with extended
mix. Absolutely. It's a B-side for us.
Exactly. Getting all kinds of studio deep cuts.
The secret album. Look out for it.
That's so funny. And you guys are seasoned live performers. I was just saying before off the air that last time I saw you guys play was at the Blue Martini with David Celia. And that was such a fun show. And yeah, tell me a little bit more about your live stage presence for those of you who haven't seen you. Or you can tell me more about that show itself, because it seems like you remember that one fondly.
If I could use one word, it's electric. It's just the way the music pulses through our veins when we're playing. It's just like I feel it flowing through me and going from my fingers into everybody else in the crowd. It's just insane, the experience of playing live. Something I'm so grateful for.
I don't think we've played a single part the way we intended to write it on stage. A lot of it is this sort of as it comes to us, let's do it, sort of improvisational stuff. Yeah. So we have the foundation. And on top of that, if Mark really is digging something, he'll play that as part of the song. And it's never happened before, but it comes out really, really well. And it's about combining our chemistry and really making something new with it every time.
Okay, but that makes it difficult if you're tracking too much, right? Like you're probably talking about this in the studio, like, okay, one more track, but you've got to play these songs live. Are you having the discussion of how it's going to translate into the live show?
No, it just moves into it. It just flows. I have no better way of putting it. We have discussions on how things go, and normally they do typically end up going that way, but sometimes, I don't know, I'll get a little carried away. And they just go with it.
Yeah, it's always fun, you know, playing things live that it's unique to that live experience, where you're giving the audience something that they'll not hear, say, by a release track or even a different show, which is really nice.
Yeah. So we have a couple of tracks that are fully built around that sort of improvised interplay between like Zach and Mark sort of bouncing mm-hmm. off each other, and Egan and I just grooving together and just on stage up there, just obviously just having a musical party.
Amazing, amazing. And speaking of live shows, what do you got coming up next? And also, when can we expect to hear these new songs that you're putting together?
Well, for the most recent thing we got coming up, December 14th will be a Musiki for a little merch market.
Nice.
So we'll be there with a lot of other your favorite Kingston bands, you know, handing out some merch and just hanging out just before the Christmas season. We're also looking to plan a little Sons of Rick show for the new year for their debut album release and then our single release, try to mash that up together. So expect something like that to be announced soon. And we got some stuff far out, I think, in February.
We're looking to get a little February gig going for the International Development Week. We were reached out by somebody a few weeks ago to play that. So we're really looking forward to getting stuff going in the second semester as well.
Oh, we're going to be hitting the ground running. That's going to be great.
Amazing. Absolutely.
Amazing. And I keep on thinking, oh, you know, February's so far away. It's coming out quick. The way this year has gone, you know, I'm sure that we'll be seeing you on the stage sooner rather than later. But thank you so much for coming in, you guys. And we'll go out with a song that you like to play. And that one is Give Me Sympathy by Metric. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Someday. God at my feet, me when I step out. Don't stress out too much, learn to trust when you get out. The gone days are gone, if they're not, then we get round it. Anyhow, any means, how I get found it. Whole world at my feet, me when I step out. Don't stress out too much, learn to trust when you get out. The gone days are gone, if they're not, then we get round it. Anyhow, any means, how I get found in life. What a sight, now I tread mountains. And I think I found new. Green grass where the grass never knew. We dance and we laugh at the moon. Feeling better much soon. Found me and I think I found you. Grouchy couldn't pass to my name. I smile and I dance at the rain. I have a drink to the pain. Dark days never been to the case. Life's sweet and I think I found me. And I think I found new. Green grass where the grass never knew. We dance and we laugh at the moon. Feeling better much soon. Found me and I think I found you. Grouchy couldn't pass to my name. I smile and I dance at the rain. I have a drink to the pain. Dark days never been to the case. Life's sweet and I think I found me. And I think I found you. Green grass with the grass in the near. We dance and we laugh the rest. Don't matter if the dark don't let out. I just hope my light still works. Don't matter if the dark don't let out. A whole world at my feet, me when I step out. Don't stress out too much, learn to trust when you get out. The gone days are gone, if they're not, then we get round it. Anyhow, any means, how I get found in life. What a sight, now I tread mountains. And I just hope my light still works. Don't matter if the dark don't let out.
Honey got a good thing going when she walked down the street. She got this special way. Though beneath the smile, she's done some miles with the broken hearts and rattlesnakes. Golden wolf, take us high.
Oh, the next one.
Cacao coming on the air, interview with us at 9. So don't go anywhere. See you soon.
I'm
Story. I think Rufus Du Sol is going to be one of the headliners for Oceaga. They haven't announced their headliners yet, and we're running out of options because a lot of people have put their world tours and we're saying that it's not going to happen. I think Rufus Du Sol is going to be one of them, but that's a throwdown. We'll see if I'm right. We'll know probably in about 2 weeks. Anyway.
We'll see. Cindy, you're usually right on these things.
No, so. I'm often wrong. But that's when I think that's going to happen. And hey, that's a good choice. Rufus Du Sol, it's got great new music, is out on tour for next summer. I think that's going to happen. We'll see. We'll check in.
We'll see.
We'll check in. Another wonderful guest on Indie Wake Up Call. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, y'all.
So Cacao is with us because there's so much going on in Cacao's world. We have a new album. We have an album release show.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about how you got to this 2 weeks you're about to experience.
Well, first, it all really started getting sober back in July. So yeah, July I started getting sober, and then this album randomly came about because I had a lot of energy and tenaciousness to assume the universe into me and through me. Then September throughout October, I just created the album Quantum Entanglement, and yeah, it just came out of me like a strike of lightning, and it was really fun to make. Probably my first sober piece of music I've ever written in my life. And yeah, then booked the show at Musiki, and yeah, the album's coming out tomorrow, so I'm so stoked.